Hey, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Mate. Very good, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Thank you. Pardon?
Yeah, mate, how are you doing? You all right?
I'm good, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks, mate. Nice to see you, but nice to talk to you. Same thing.
So are you in London, Matt?
Obviously, I am.
You travel.
It's week 9 of working from London. Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty full on, actually.
So how would you describe your job now? Have you sort of gone client side? I know you're not sort of a client, but...
Not quite that far.
We may have known you from Abbott Mead and your famous Guinness ads and BBH and whatever. You've taken a very different tack, haven't you?
Yeah, I took the decision to go and try and find a job which combined one of my passions and my skill set and try and do something a little bit different. I've just come up to 25 years in advertising.
Wow.
And I've always been quite a big cyclist. And I was kind of lured into doing that. So I'm the ECD of a company called Play Sports Group. And one side of it is an agency, it's kind of like the biggest cycling agency in the world. And the other side of it is our media channels for cycling. So we're a kind of broadcaster as well.
Is that something you set up then, Matt?
No, it's not. No, it was set up out of a publishing company, actually, by the CEO, Simon. And it's something I've joined and I'm really enjoying it, actually.
So how long has that been going then?
The business is coming up for 10 years, 10 years old. The channel's about 6 years. I've been there for just about a year now, just over a year.
Where can people watch that channel?
So the channels are, they're on YouTube. If cyclists will know them, it's GCN, Global Cycle Network. It's broadcast in about 6 different languages now. It's got like a billion views. I mean, it's sort of it's the cycling channel, really. And now we've developed an app, and we will start to go into long format, short format documentaries and films soon around cycling. And we're kind of a sister company to Eurosport and owned by Discovery overall.
So so how does your job differ from how it would have been? What does your day consist of before this happened?
Well, I guess it's very similar, to be honest. It's coming up with ideas and selling stuff to people. It's really not that different. It's just it's specialist. So I guess it's probably, I feel like I'm experiencing the bit of advertising that I missed kind of 10 or 20 years before me, where you've got clients who they make things and they trust you as a specialist sports marketing agency to sell this stuff for them. And it's quite a responsibility, actually. But they kind of go, you're the experts and we'll listen to you. And it's been great. I mean, I do a far greater spectrum of work. I mean, a specialist agency, but I guess I'm wearing a lot of hats. So I'm writing, I'm directing, I'm art directing.
Yeah, great.
And I'm creative directing and I'm running a team and, I guess over the last 9 weeks, management of a company is taking up much more of my time.
So how have you coped with this change? Have you learned anything new?
What have I learned that's new? I miss the camaraderie of people. I think creatively, I find I need to be around people and I think people are better for it. My time management has definitely got better. I think the thing that's changed most is just spending some time with the kids, to be honest with you. It's been really great and equally challenging.
Do you think you'll try and change the way, obviously you have quite an unusual week, I would imagine anyway, but do you think you'll try and change it further? I mean, discovered that you can function from home and there may be benefits and, you know, do you think you'll try and change that?
Yeah, I mean, I do a day from London a week anyway. I kind of stay over a couple of nights in Bath as and when needed. And the companies, you know, we are obviously thriving and very busy at the moment because cycling is increasingly popular, and I'm sure that will continue after this is all finished. I don't think it will change that much, actually. I think there's obviously the flexibility of being able to work more remotely, but I think, as I said, a creative company for me feels like I think we all need to be in one place.
Yeah,
a bit old-fashioned like that, I guess. Even though it's a kind of a young digital company is a creative company, and I think we're better by being in one place.
Can you recommend anything for us Matt, that you could watch, seen, read?
What have I been watching? I haven't had much time, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm very lucky that I'm extremely busy and very jealous in some ways that people are learning new things and reading more and watching more things when I'm unable to. But I watched the Beastie Boys documentary when it came out.
What did you think about that? We had a discussion about that the other day.
Really? I'm either going to be controversial or not on this. I was underwhelmed. And I think,
yeah, that's generally the sort of feedback we've got, that everybody liked it because it was the Beastie Boys and it was good to reflect on it, but people were expecting more.
Did you think the last 8 minutes, Matt, were the best bit after the title credits?
Absolutely. Yeah, without doubt. And I think it's probably, you may well have talked about this already, I think it's the expectation of having Spike doing it that elevates it for you. I just didn't think it quite worked, but, you know, that's been pretty critical, really.
So are you drinking more or less alcohol, Matt?
I haven't really counted. Probably more, I would imagine, like everyone. I think probably more regularly is... more regularly than I was. But I kind of get up early and do a kind of ride on the trainer in the mornings for an hour before work. So that kind of stops me getting too mad.
So what's the riding been like? It's probably been quite nice, hasn't it? It probably has changed a bit. When it first locked down, it was probably quite nice, hardly anyone on the road, and even less cyclists or real cyclists.
Yeah, I think it's been strange and good to watch. It's I didn't ride outside for about the first 6 weeks, which was strange. And when I first got on a proper bike and jumped on it outside the house, it actually felt weird that the bike moved, which is quite a strange experience. But I went out and I really freaked myself out because I did a lap of London early in the morning and it was amazing and everyone's been doing it and taking photos. But it actually worried me more doing that than being sat in the comfort of the home.
Have you also noticed on your rides anything environmentally different, positives?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the air is so much cleaner. I mean, not now.
You notice that, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. And your senses are kind of knocked sideways a little bit because you hear stuff you've never heard before.
Really? Yeah. Like what?
I think nature... And, you know, you hear yourself and you hear your bike and it becomes a much more pleasant experience. You're not, I never ride with headphones in. I'm constantly listening out for where cars are around me.
Yeah.
And constantly trying to look for obstacles in the road or people braking, or so much of your senses are self-preservation. But now it's actually, you kind of look up and look around and it becomes a much happier experience, actually, less stressful.
What have you learned anything about yourself in this period of isolation?
That's a good question. I think I've learned that I'm a lot more I'm a lot more practical than I thought I was, actually.
Oh, you're intense.
I just think that I kind of, I can compartmentalize and do things much better. Maybe that's just having, I think maybe it's just having a bit of space to yourself again. I mean, weirdly, I mean, I'm in a bedroom now talking to you, but it's like having an office again. You know, there is, I've always done my best work by, at some point you have to shut the door and concentrate and do work. And I've been able to do that pretty well, actually. You know, I get, you know, the kids visit every now and again, but I think it's actually, I've become much more focused doing it.
Yeah.
And I kind of realized that I missed that. And actually, weirdly, you know, quite a lot of the team are quite young at work, and they've found it a revelation to actually be working at home in a room, quiet, without headphones on.
Yeah,
and they're becoming much more productive and doing better work.
So, do you clap on a Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Pots and pans or hands?
Yeah, the kids are. My daughter is a rolling pin and a massive, massive pan. Yeah,
it's great.
You know, the community. I mean, much like a lot of people experience, I would imagine, like, your road is a community but a community that never talks to each other normally, apart from when there's maybe a jubilee or something. But it feels, you know, we've got a road WhatsApp group we didn't have before. Everyone's looking out for each other. Everyone's sharing stuff. Everyone's giving away compost and seeds. And It's been great, and I really hope that carries on afterwards. I think it will.
Less serious one, the bog roll question.
Do you know what? I remembered this a minute ago just before I jumped on here. So I went and did a quick count. So we are up to 12 now, which is about
up to
12. We got very borderline. I was there with a kitchen roll and a bread knife, sawing it in half at one point. But you know, we're back up to 12 now.
A kitchen roll and a bread knife.
Yeah,
like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And as an art director, it took me quite a long time to make sure they were equal.
A nice crisp line through that.
Yeah, measure twice, cut once.
Yeah. Okay. Have you done any DIY in this period of isolation?
Yeah, constantly, actually.
Have you? Like what?
Seems like everything's breaking. What have I been doing? Oh, God, just like fixing lights and fixing electronic stuff. And the sash window broke yesterday, so that's on my list to do. Luckily I'm quite practical, so I can kind of turn my hand at a few things, and then a few things are going to have to wait until we can get someone around who knows what they're doing. But the oven broke, and everything seems to have broken in the last 9 weeks.
Did you fix the oven then?
It's fine. It was just it's fine. Just had to. Yeah, I won't go into it. It's boring. But yeah.
When you said a bit of DIY, we'll have to get someone else around to come and fix the important things. I would have thought if the oven broke, you might need to get someone around.
I was kind of always, I was brought up in and around a garage, so mechanically, if it's something mechanical, I'm fine with it. Electric, slightly less so, and computers is a bit of a no-go. But as long as it's I think Dave Trott said it once, actually. As long as you can get a spanner on it, I can.
Yeah, you're fine. I think we've got one last question, which is, have you seen any, I'll say piece of marketing rather than an ad, that stood out in this period?
I have, actually, yeah. I mean, there are two things for me, and I'm sure that many other people have called out the SHM poster.
Yeah,
just because I know that we would have both voted for that on a poster jury. Adheres to all the rules that posters don't do these days. But the other thing I thought was particularly, which is a nice idea, but extremely well executed, was the candles that Uncommon did. I thought they were very well written, well art directed, great idea.
Yeah.
I texted Nils and said that, it's best, it's those two things are the two things I wish I'd done. And that's how,
best way of judging it. Yeah. Excellent. I think we've been through all the questions, haven't we, Pa? Have we?
Yeah, Matt, does Bonnie want to come on at some point?
Yeah, she could do. I'll ask her, actually. She's holed up in the other bedroom at the moment working her stuff off too. But
is she doing loads? Because she's doing loads of photography, is she?
Well, she's gone back. She's been working again for a year. She teamed up with there was a Creative Equals thing that was getting mums back into advertising, and I kind of said to her, you should give it a go, because she was doing lots of creative projects, and I think she's been a real loss to the industry. There's not many good art directors around, and it's certainly in her genes. And she tried it. I just said, try it, and you'll know whether you want to go back or not. And she tried it, and it scratched her creative itch again.
Good.
So she's so she's at DDB, which is not a bad place to land, and doing really well, and doing photography, trying to squeeze that in, and motherhood at the same time. So she's busy.
Excellent. Well, tell her that we'd love to have her on. So let her know, and she can just message us, and we'll get her on.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
Thank you, mate. All right.
Thanks for your time, Matt. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
Nice to talk to you.
All the best to you. Cheers, Matt. That was great.